Here is a bulletin from Mutual News. John Harchie reporting. Mutual's Bill Grudy is standing by with me. He's at the White House. Earlier this afternoon, about 45 minutes ago, some shots were fired at President Reagan as he left the Washington Hilton Hotel where he had been giving an address. Three people were wounded. Initially, it had been reported that President Reagan was not hit. However, we've been getting some new information on that. Bill, what's the latest on the president's condition?
John, Lynn Nofziger, President Reagan's close advisor and political operative, now says that the president was indeed shot, that he sustained a bullet wound in the left chest. He's now at a hospital here in Washington in stable condition, fully conscious, talking with people, I am told. But yes, he was wounded. It was very hard to tell at the beginning when Secret Service agents actually pushed him into the limousine and then drove off. It was hard to tell whether he was wounded or not. But now, as I said, Lynn Nofziger, who is a very close associate of Mr. Reagan, says yes, that is the case. Mrs. Reagan has indeed gone to Georgetown University, George Washington Hospital here in Washington, D.C., to be with her husband. The precise nature of the injury, other than that he's in stable condition and it was a chest wound, we don't know at this point.
And there were some other injuries. What do we know about those?
I don't know the condition of spokesman James Brady. As he was being carried off, his head wound did look bad, but you never know in these cases. The bleeding is sometimes deceiving. From what I gather now, there were three people shot, four including the president. There are two or three people in custody. That's still a figure that we have not been able to clear up. They were apprehended as soon as the shots took place. They were standing with the reporters, very close to the presidential limousine as he came out of the Hilton Hotel, waving to people, about ready to field some questions, and then the shots rang out, three short shots. And
once again, Bill, just briefly go over what we've heard about President Reagan.
Lynn Nofziger tells us that the president was shot in the left chest, that he is in stable condition at a local hospital. Mrs. Reagan has gone to be with him. Again, we're told that he's fully conscious, and stable condition is the late word on President Reagan, who was shot in a shooting incident, as he said, about an hour ago at the Washington Hilton Hotel.
Okay, thank you, Bill Grudy, reporting live from the White House. Mutual's Ross Simpson is standing by at George Washington University Hospital. Ross, what can you tell us from there?
I'm just about 5 feet away from a room here, John, which has a great deal of activity. Masked doctors and surgical outfits going in and out. A number of interns rushing up and down the hall. I grabbed a doctor just a moment ago and asked if Presidential News Secretary James Brady was in that room. He said yes. And I can see on the door now, it is the head scan control room. This is where they do the brain scans. As you know by now, Jim Brady was shot in the head. As I came up onto this restricted area, I got shoved into it quite with the flow of traffic. I was making a call to the desk when I noticed a lady running by with several Secret Service agents, so I dropped the phone and tagged behind and came upstairs and learned out later that this was Mrs. Brady. She has been briefed as to the situation of her husband. She is just around the corner as they work on Jim Brady in this room right across the hall.
Do we have any information on Mr. Brady's condition?
No. A doctor I spoke to just a moment ago said Jim Brady is still alive. They are doing brain scans on his head now, and he has not gone yet to the surgical suite itself. He's just about 5 or 6 feet across the hall. In fact, we can see just the end of the stretcher here through the open door.
All right, Ross, Bill Grudy reported a short while ago that President Reagan was apparently also hit this afternoon and that he is in stable condition. Have you been able to determine whether he is there at George Washington?
We know he is here. We know by the activity that he is here. And we've heard just a minute ago that that he had only a bump, and I overheard a couple of doctors running down the hall talking about the president, but we have no information right now, and this area is being closed off. An agent just standing out the door, this is my last call from this area, this is the second phone now, and this area is being totally secure, so I'll have to move out of here as soon as this conversation is over.
Okay, Ross, do you have any information on other injuries? We understand there were two other people who were wounded during the shooting incident.
I talked to a Metropolitan Police Lieutenant just around the corner where Mrs. Brady was being briefed a short while ago on the condition of her husband, and I asked the officer if he had any information on the other injured people, and he said that he understood that one of the D.C. officers who was shot was taken to the Washington Hospital Center. That's where most fire and most police personnel are taken. But we have no word on his condition at this hour.
Okay, thank you, Ross Simpson, reporting live from George Washington University Hospital. Once again, earlier this afternoon, about 50 minutes ago, when President Reagan was leaving an address at the Washington Hilton Hotel, some shots were fired. Initially, it appeared that White House Press Secretary James Brady and two other people were hit, but the president was not. But we have received information since then that President Reagan was indeed wounded. He suffered a left chest wound, and he is at George Washington University Hospital, and the report is that he is in stable condition and is conscious and talking and aware of what's going on. This bulletin has come to you from Mutual News in Washington. Stay tuned to this Mutual station for later details.